I'm Manny Pacheco, and thank you for supporting our weekly journey into Forgotten Hollywood. The program is based on my book series I'd like you to read, and Joe Lyons will offer his On the Backlot report. Before we begin, I'd like to say a big hello to our friends listening in Brazil. Wow, we've actually got friends enjoying the Forgotten Hollywood experience. Today we're examining the career of the multi-talented David Rose. Born in London, he actually grew up in Chicago. His career in music began when he worked with Ted Fiorito's band and when he was 16. He also was a standby pianist for NBC Radio. It was here in the 1930s that David first gained a reputation while arranging for the Frank Trumbauer Orchestra and later leading a house band at Chicago station WGN. He was on the fast track in becoming a bankable songwriter, composer, arranger, pianist, and orchestra leader. Rose was asked to come to Hollywood, where he formed his own orchestra, doing a twice-weekly radio show for the Mutual Broadcasting System called California Melodies, where he wrote all the broadcast arrangements. He worked his way up to becoming the musical director of the Mutual Network. His first try at composing was his hit song, Holiday for Strings. During World War II, Rose entered the Army, where he met Red Skelton. The comedian asked Rose to become a conductor for his Raleigh Cigarettes program. Rose joined the cast in 1948 and went on to work with Skelton on his television show for over 20 years. As you might suspect, I haven't buried the lead. Forgotten Hollywood provides the compositions David Rose is most noted for. Thank you. Manny Pacheco here, and today we're spending treasure time with the fabulous David Rose. Despite his obvious talent as a piano player, he's best known for his arrangement of strings. Like most band leaders of the day, Rose used radio and television to promote cinema with his version of popular tunes. September Song was originally introduced by Walter Houston in the 1938 Broadway musical Knickerbocker Holiday. It was also featured in the motion picture September Affair. Forgotten Hollywood listens in. This is Manny Pacheco on Forgotten Hollywood. I provided a couple of examples of David Rose's using autumn as a recurring theme in his career. The film Autumn Leaves, starring Joan Crawford and Cliff Robertson, featured the song as sung by Nat King Cole over the title sequence. Forgotten Hollywood offers the David Rose audio narrative.
Thank you.
I'm Manny Pacheco, sharing the absolute majesty of the David Rose Orchestra. While our maestro was entertaining us on a weekly basis at CBS on the Red Skelton Hour, he continued to churn out his homage to Hollywood's golden age on vinyl. Forgotten Hollywood offers more sterling examples. gems from the Academy Awards playbook, with the latter film providing an Oscar for Ingenue, Audrey Hepburn, in her first starring role. We'll return in a moment. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Casablanca.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today. This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco. Here's David Rose at his interpretive composition From the Wings of Eagles, a movie directed by John Ford and starring John Wayne. It was a film biography of Frank Spigg Weed, an aviator turned screenwriter who wrote the story or screenplay for such films as Helldivers with Wallace Beery and Clark Gable, and They Were Expendable, a John Wayne vehicle that co-starred an actor featured in my Forgotten Hollywood book series, Mr. Ward Bond.
Thank you.
Pacheco with you, and I'm your hour-long virtual guide on Forgotten Hollywood. David Rose would go on to write wonderful themes to iconic television programs, including Sea Hunt, High Chaparral, Father Murphy, and Highway Patrol, a great show with Broderick Crawford. Rose took home 3 Emmys for other small screen themes. We have them for you on Forgotten Hollywood.
This is Mike Landon.
This is Lorne Green, one of the many Americans who believe in the preservation and protection of our basic rights.
Bonanza, Little House on the Prairie, and Highway to Heaven. It's obvious Michael Landon was a clear fan of David Rose.
I'm Joe Lyons, and welcome to this week's visit on the Backlot. There's a movement around the Backlot to bring back the intermission. Now, according to legend, the first intermission for a movie was in Gone with the Wind. Even with the edits made to Margaret Mitchell's book and to the movie, after the whole film was shot, it lasted about 5 hours originally. They cut it down as much as they could, but the two-hour movie rule was as solid then as it is now. Any longer and the concession stand would lose money, which may not mean anything to those of us who don't want a bucket of popcorn large enough to feed a refugee camp. But the truth is, concessions are how many theaters make any money. Blockbuster movies cost so much in rental fees that there's little profit, even on a $10 ticket. This problem still exists, but those blockbuster movies are getting bigger and bigger because of audience demand. They're already splitting some films into two parts. The last Harry Potter movie, the last Twilight movie, the last Hunger Games are recent examples. The Hobbit got split into three parts. And I'm sure that the 3-part Hobbit DVD will have about an hour or two of deleted scenes. So, what to do? The exhibitors want a line at the popcorn stand. The production company wants people in the seats for as long as they can hold them. The answer would appear to be bringing back the intermission. We've seen it before. Dr. Zhivago had one. So did How the West Was Won. As long as you and I have to pay those $10 tickets, we may as well get our money's worth. And how many times have you had to run out to the restroom just when the movie got good? I don't know about you, but I would look forward to a break. I like long movies, but watching at home has spoiled me. I can go out to the kitchen for a beer anytime I want. All I have to do is push the pause button on the remote. Let's face it, watching a DVD at home on a 60-inch flat-screen TV in our pajamas has spoiled us in many ways, especially when we watch all those deleted scenes. So, as I've said, bring back the intermission. If it makes for better, longer movies, that's just fine. Live theater has not suffered from it. They use it as an excuse to drop a chandelier for dramatic effect. TV shows give us commercial breaks every 10 minutes, maybe less. I don't know who started the 2-hour rule for films, but I don't need it. That's just my opinion here on the Backlot.
Thank you, Joe Lyons, for touring on the Backlot. And to my producer, Steve Guzman, you are the man. David Rose has earned high marks for the creation of his own written standards, such as Holiday for Strings and The Stripper, and he received a gold record for his version of Calypso Melody. Over the years, he married Martha Ray and Judy Garland. He belonged to the ages in 1990, living 80 productive years. His music continues to thrive on radio and television.
A little heart goes boom when I hear this melody play. Sing, sing, zoom, zoom, a little simple tune.
Who cares what the words may be saying?
Sing, sing, zoom, zoom, you hear it once, and soon you'll find that you're humming and swaying. It's more than a waltz, for after it halts, it lingers with you night and day. With this song in mind, your troubles you'll find. Zing, zing, and zoom, zoom, away, away.
Next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.